Well, Dermot, you're going into this year's competition as defending champions. What's changed about the NHL League as we start a new competition from last year?
Well, to be honest, I think nothing much has changed. Myself and Paul Hegarty are still in charge of the team. We've lost two or three players, Jonathan Noon, the goalkeeper, and Kieran McGeady went to Finn Harps, and Brendan McLaughlin went to Carlisle Celtic. But we have five or six players taken in. We're delighted to get the quality of players like the three Greencastle lads in the squad, Michael Barr, Matthew Henry and Jerry Gill, young Ryan Doherty from Moncrana. Michael Byrne is like a new player. He's coming back from over a year out injured. And young Declan McGonigal and Gavin Doherty coming into the squad as well. So we're still working as we were last year with an extended 22-23 man squad. We have three or four unavailable for this weekend's game, but they'll be back next week to make us even stronger, hopefully.
Yeah, are you strengthening in all aspects around the pitch and all the different positions, are you, Dermot?
Yeah, taking on players that, you know, we feel that are up the mark, even though some of them, you know, might be a bit young yet, you know, it'll give them good experience to be working with the players in the squad. We've played three friendlies over the last 3 weeks, and I have to say, none of them look out of place. You know, so that will give us a bit of continuity going forward.
What about the opposition tomorrow, the Sligo Leitrim League? Have they changed much, and what do you know about them?
Wouldn't know a lot about the Sligo Leitrim League, apart from what we've picked up over the years. John Loftus is running them again this year. John's a very good man. He'll have them well organised, and they're always tough to beat. And they actually beat us in the first game in the group last year. So, you know, like all other leagues, you know, smaller leagues around the country, you know, when they see what we achieved last year, I think that I'm sure they'll be thinking, God, if NHL can do it, surely we can do it.
Yeah. Was that what spurred you on last year? I suppose it took a defeat early on in the competition to get yourselves into gear, was it, Dermot?
No, I wouldn't think it was. We our own admission, we were very poor in the group stages. Like, I mean, you know, we should have probably got something in Sligo. We got beat. You know, we pulled it out of the fire against Donegal. We scored a last minute winner, and then we stuttered to a 0-0 draw against Gavin Monaghan at home when we missed a penalty. Like, I mean, the performance in the group stages was very, very poor. But I have to say that after Christmas, once we got the boys back in after Christmas, we got a real bit of momentum going. We played a couple of top class friendlies against Finn Harps and Institute's first teams. And, you know, the boys really picked up the bit from there on, and we just seemed to get better and better as the competition went on after that.
Is that something you'll be looking to improve on this year and not stutter through the group stages?
Absolutely. I think, you know, the 2 or 3 years previous to that, you know, we come through our group stages unbeaten in 2 or 3 seasons in a row. And, like, I mean, we've only one game at home in the competition this year, which is tomorrow's game against Sligo. So I think it's imperative that we try and collect the 3 points at home, and then possibly one more out of the last two games might be enough to go through.
Could the group be tougher for you this year, Dermot, because you are the champions and other teams will be looking to raise their game against you?
Yeah, I think that's a natural thing in any sport. Actually, you know, we've Sligo Leitrim, as I said already, you know, they beat us last year. They've been thinking, you know, these boys are no great shakes. We beat them last year. You know, why can we not give it a run in the competition? You know, Donegal, I know Brian Dorian has them back and working since early September. And, you know, they in many respects, they would see themselves as a bigger league than ours and, you know, think that they would have a stronger panel of players. And while Gavin Monaghan are new to it, you know, Gavin Monaghan were quite impressive last year, you know.
And I suppose it's new for the management team as well, dealing with players now who are champions as you go on to a new campaign, and it's a different sort of experience, is it, Dermot?
Yeah, it is a different experience for us. Like, I mean, we never had it before, you know, but we told the players, you know, it's a new year, we're starting from scratch, we'll have to put all the things in place that we want to put in place through the friendly games as regards to how we want to play the game and what we're going to set out the team. And then it's up to the players then that go out and perform now on Sunday and take it to one game at a time. There's no point in looking beyond the group stages because, you know, if you don't get out of the group stages, it doesn't matter. You're out of the competition. So one game at a time now for the next three games, and hopefully it's all about getting through to the knockout stages then.
I know it's very early in the season and you're really only taking this one game at a time, but is it much of the same as last year from around the country, Dermot, with the strength of the sides, and will it be a case of possibly the same again when it comes to the knockout stages, who we see there?
Well, you'll always get, you know, I suppose up to 2 or 3 years ago, like, I mean, the last, like, we were beating the final, and we were beating the semi-final, and then we won the final. You know, but before that, we would have emerged as a surprise packet, you know, over them 3 years. You know, the Clare League have been knocking on the door, you know, they're a bit like ourselves. They were beating the semi-final last year. The previous year, they were beating the final. I was talking to Nicky Murphy, the Wexford manager, and, you know, they're putting in a big effort, but, you know, they're drawn in the same group as AUL. So I think, you know, a lot of leagues around the country are putting in big effort, and to see the rewards that are on it for the players, that in itself will only help to raise the level of the competition. You know, I've always said it's a fantastic competition to play in. It's a very good standard, and it's one that the players with us have embraced over the last 3 or 4 years. And it'll be extremely difficult. I wouldn't expect it to be any less this year.
Is it a competition that maybe deserves more exposure and needs to be highlighted a bit more than Dermot?
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, and it's things I would have raised, like, you know, at junior council level and things like that. But, you know, I don't think, you know, we probably got the credit that we deserve for winning it last year. Like, when you consider, you know, the national teams have been playing in that competition for 45, nearly 50 years, and, you know, to eventually win it last year, like, it was an absolutely phenomenal achievement. You know, a lot of people would say, oh, there was better players in the league years and years ago, but, you know, at the end of the day, they didn't win it.
And I suppose outside the bigger counties, Dermot, the likes of Dublin and the Cork and different things, Donegal's sort of unique because we've got two junior leagues here in the northwest, and I suppose there are special occasions when derby games come about.
Oh, most definitely. You know, we look forward to playing Donegal. I'm sure they look forward to playing us. And it's swings and roundabouts. I think, you know, both leagues have had periods of dominance over, you know, the last 30 or 40 years, and that's just the way it works out. But, like, we're probably, like, there's other leagues, you know, you have the Tipperary North and South League, and you have two or three leagues in Limerick, you know, and you have two or three different leagues in Cork. So there's quite a few counties that would have two leagues in their jurisdiction and such, you know. But now the derby games are hard to beat.
And finally, Dermot, it would be, I suppose, satisfactory to get up and running with a victory to the new competition tomorrow at home.
Yeah, I think that has to be our aim. Oisín, as I said, you know, we've only one game at home in the competition this year. So I think, you know, whatever chance we have of getting out of the group, I think we really need to make a winning start tomorrow.